Exclusive. Government will brand climate change as a public health issue to expand their power, says Baroness Fox. By Kurt Zindulka on October 5, 2021. The United Kingdom and governments throughout the world will try to brand climate change as a public health issue in order to expand their powers. As they did during the Chinese coronavirus crisis, Baroness Claire Fox warned. Speaking with Breitbart London during the Reform UK Party conference in Manchester, Claire Fox, Baroness Fox of Buckley, said that while she is the opposite of a conspiratorial thinker, she believes that governments will try to retain the powers they have acquired during the pandemic by raising fears over a range of other issues, including climate change. Fox told Breitbart, I think you can expect to see a whole range of issues being dressed up as public health issues, and I've even noticed that climate change has been posed as a public health risk rather than the green ideology. When you talk about crime, people will say it's an issue for public health. I get very anxious, because I think public health legislation will be used quite considerably over a range of issues by the government to simply hold on to the powers they have at the moment. If the government realizes that when public health is deployed as the specter to frighten people, then actually they can accumulate a lot of power for themselves without too much opposition. The former Brexit Party MEP and peer in the House of Lords said the only way to combat the draconian measures introduced during the coronavirus will be to convince the public. But she noted that liberty advocates have so far failed to win the argument with the public. A substantial minority might be opposed to these type of things. But a lot of people, good people, people who believe in freedom, have gone along with this. In other words, they have taken the safety over freedom argument. But I think there is never an excuse for not trying to win the arguments with our fellow citizens, Fox said. In an interview with Breitbart London, Reform UK leader Richard Tice also warned that energy and climate change may be used to impose lockdowns in Britain. Mr. Tice said that he believes that the government will try to impose vaccine passports during the winter months, saying, without reform, the NHS will face huge pressures and something will happen. There are people in the NHS and SAGE who want vaccine passports, who want that level of control and the understanding of where people are at what time. Who knows, it may not be a COVID crisis, it may be an energy crisis. We might be into a 3 or 4 day week where companies are told to shut down. Expect the unexpected. Just imagine if we have a lockdown because of energy, not because of COVID, Tice warned. There have already been suggestions from the scientific establishment to impose lockdowns in order to reduce carbon emissions. A study published in the Nature Climate Change Journal in March found that global emissions fell by approximately 2.6 billion metric tons last year, around a 7% decline over the previous year, largely due to the restrictions imposed by governments during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Yet, the author said that in order to meet the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement, further cuts of 1 to 2 billion metric tons of carbon emissions will be needed per year, or the equivalent of a coronavirus lockdown every 2 years. We have failed to understand in the past that we can't have tackling climate change as a side issue. It can't be about one law or policy, it has to be put at the heart of all policy, lead author, Corinne Le Carré, told The Guardian. Every strategy and every plan from every government must be consistent with tackling climate change. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.